before you got there.
Yeah.
It seems like Bud Dupree was everywhere making a tackle. I mean, he's been a lot of fun. Of course, he loves to credit UK and Mark Stoops, even though he was with Mark Stoops just for a little bit. But, I mean, it's been fun. So, anyway. All right, let's go ahead.
It's been almost as fun as an MRI.
Jeez. Keep making fun of it. Listen, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not.
No, I'm sure there are other people.
Taking an MRI.
I'm sure other people don't like it, but I'm sure at the end of the day, they get in the box and they take the MRI. They don't run out.
They probably do. Yeah, I did. I ran out. If you remember, I kept apologizing to the guy. I'm so sorry. I'm sure he's saying, shut up.
So you know they've got that on their schedule. Like, oh, gosh, here comes this guy again.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, it just, oh, man. Okay. I need somebody to hold my hand. So, and it's not going to be you. All right, let's go ahead and take our first break. By the way, it's 8:15. You know it's time for that cup of coffee, and there's only one place to go. That's the Coffee Zone at the corner of Her Lane and Westport Road. Conveniently located less than, what, 3 minutes, 2 minutes from the Watterson Expressway. Go see my good friends Craig and Diana Bishop. They make and roast all their own coffees. They've got all these 30-some-odd sugar-free flavors.
Do they have the pumpkin phenomenal. Spice going on?
You know what? I think they do. And you ever had a dirty chai tea?
I like my chai tea to be clean, but...
Well, this was they put a little coffee in it, and it's supposed to be...
They put a little coffee in their coffee.
Yes. Yeah. So it's unbelievable. So, yeah, go to the Coffee Zone, Westport Village. Tell them I said hello. I'll be there in a little while. Hopefully it'll settle me down.
Oh, bring me by something then.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will. Whatever Mr. Dude wants.
No, they have really good coffee. You brought me one, well, it was probably about 2 months ago, whenever the last time you were in Louisville. You brought me one by, and it was really good.
Okay. We're going to take – I'm trying to do a show here now. This is not a podcast. So we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
I'm Amy McGrath, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Mitch McConnell is attacking Amy McGrath on, of all things, 9/11. After the second tower was hit, Amy McGrath was scrambled into an F-18 and spent hours at the end of her runway, waiting to hear if she'd be ordered to shoot down a hijacked airliner. It was the worst 4 hours of her life. Mitch McConnell got himself out of military service. He's the last person who should be attacking any veteran. But he's even trying to say that Amy McGrath supports looting and lawlessness. Listen to four veterans who served with Amy.
I know the real Amy McGrath. I served with her in combat. She does not support lawlessness.
If there is ever an example of fake news, it would be what Mitch McConnell said about Amy McGrath.
Amy is in the top tier of people when I think about dedication to this country and dedication to service.
I'm a Republican, and I can tell you that Mitch McConnell is not telling the truth about Amy McGrath.
Paid for by Amy McGrath for Senate.
Hey, Michael Bennett here at Whole Supper Brewery in Linden with owner Sam.
Michael, you've got something on your lip.
Milkshake mustache.
From our milkshake IPA?
Trying to work my way through all Whole Supper's amazing craft brews.
You've got something on your shirt.
That would be some Philly cheesesteak empanada there.
You really wear it on your sleeve, don't you?
Oh, that's the dessert.
There's plenty of socially distanced indoor and outdoor seating.
I'm very used to social distance.
Huh?
Anyway, come on down to Whole Supper Brewery, open 7 days a week in the heart of Linden, and check them out on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's Michael Bennett. I love getting up early to talk Big Blue Nation, but I've got to get a good night's sleep, especially to deal with Shannon. That's why my mattress comes from the Sleep Station. Online mattress shopping doesn't let you get the feel. The Sleep Station is locally owned, and their experts will make sure you get your best night's sleep with an affordable, premium quality mattress, and they'll bring it right to your door. Visit the Sleep Station showroom at 3900 Shelbyville Road in the heart of St. Matthews, or visit them online at unessamattress.com.
iHeartRadio's new true crime podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigates a decades-long search for four young girls who vanished from their neighboring New England hometowns.
It's like she dropped off the face of the earth. If you tried to say anything to them about her, they didn't like it.
But recently uncovered evidence could change everything.
And I immediately just sat on the floor like somebody just punched me in the gut.
Listen and follow Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tragically, in 2019, 52 children died of vehicular heat stroke, the second largest number in 20 years. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death in a matter of minutes. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child is unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely. You may be the only thing between the child's life and death. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Mitch McConnell isn't like Kentucky bourbon. His ideas don't get better with age. Like McConnell's solution for Kentucky's struggling economy. Fox News reported that Mitch McConnell favors states like Kentucky going bankrupt to deal with the economic crisis. McConnell's radical idea would turn over control of Kentucky to an unelected judge appointed from Washington, D.C. A federal bankruptcy judge could order anything from raising your taxes and increasing tolls to closing public lands, slashing your pensions, and cutting funding for schools and police. If Mitch McConnell thinks it's a good idea for Kentucky to go bankrupt, taking our power away and giving it to an unelected federal judge, then he's definitely been in Washington too long. 36 years is enough. It's time to ditch Mitch. Paid for by Ditch Fund. DitchMitchFund.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Ditch Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hello. Is there anybody in there?
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Is there anyone?
Oh, my gosh. I am not happy about this. And maybe you should come with me.
You're not upset today. No.
We need to coddle each other.
So you're upset
about the squirrel. Yeah. I'm upset about what I have to go through in the next couple hours. So you're telling me at break. And what's so funny is you and I are exactly the same.
No, we're not. Stop right there. How are we exactly the same?
You won't kill even an insect.
Oh.
And I'm the same way. When it comes to a spider in the house, when it comes to a fly, I try to shoo them out.
Yeah.
Or any kind of insects so that they can go on and live their lives.
I don't like killing animals. I like the way they taste, though. Like, if there was a way you could replicate the taste of a steak or chicken wings and never kill an animal, I'd be for it. I'd be vegetarian. But you can't, like, I can't. I've tried that stuff, and it doesn't taste the same. It tastes like rubber.
Yeah.
Which is why I eat animals.
Yeah. Tofu does not turn into good chicken nuggets. By the way, did you see McDonald's is releasing their new nuggets today? The spicy ones?
No.
Oh, yes. The spicy. So, I every now and then I bow down and go eat the fake nuggets. Well, they're not fake, but I like chicken McNuggets from McDonald's, and they got the spicy ones. They're releasing them today. If you buy six of them, you get six more for free.
Yeah, free advertising for McDonald's.
Exactly. You're welcome about that. So I'm excited about it. But you were telling me that Sarah's stepfather invited you to go hunting one time?
Yeah.
And what happened? I love how you said this. Now, if you don't say it the exact way you told me at break, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, he called me. He's like, hey, man, you want to go dove hunting? I'm like, yeah, man, that sounds fun. Let's do it. Oh, that sounds like a blast. And then as soon as I hung up the phone, I was like, I don't want to go dove hunting. Like, I don't want to kill anything.
Well, then why did you say yes in the first place?
I don't know.
Okay.
It did sound fun in theory. I like shooting those clay pigeons.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are those kind of courses that you can go on, and they simulate all different kinds of animals, rabbit, squirrel. And I've done those before here in town. And I thought, man, that was a lot of fun. You keep score. And, of course, nothing gets killed unless something's in the background accidentally getting shot. But, yeah that's kind of fun. All right, let's talk about Nate Sestina for a minute, because did you see where he is going to be moving to Russia to further his basketball career? So he's going to be playing in the VTB League and Basketball Champions League. And I'm not even – it's the Nizhny Novgorod –
I'll accept it.
Exactly. Thank you. Come on, cut me some slack on this one. Now, here's the issue. I looked up to see when the season starts and when the season ends. It starts September 20th, which is coming up, and then it ends April 25th. So Nate is going to be in the dead of winter in Russia. Would you be compelled to go play any sport when you know that you're moving, first of all, to Russia, and you're moving to Russia in the dead of winter?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you love the game, and I'm assuming he is getting paid fairly well to do this, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's getting paid. I haven't seen anything what his contract is.
Yeah, I mean, it extends his playing career.
Yes.
And you never know. You never know where life can take you.
You're right. I mean, he can get there and really succeed because he is a great basketball player.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he does well there, who knows? I mean, I don't think he would make it to the NBA, but, hey, stranger things have happened, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you look at the – is it the Chargers? Is it Fitzgerald? He plays for the Chargers or the Rams. I forget each time. You know, the quarterback? You know who I'm talking about? Of course, he played at Harvard.
Right.
And who would ever believe that Harvard would have a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me, I would never think that. But there are late developers, and maybe Nate Sestina late develops and comes back and he does well in Russia and is able to play in the NBA.
Yeah, or maybe he'll just be happy in Russia.
I mean, Winyon Gabriel, did you ever think Winyon Gabriel would be beyond? Because I'm telling you right now, when Winyon Gabriel had announced he was going into the NBA or to the draft, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Jared Vanderbilt. Congratulate these guys because now they're playing in the NBA.
Congratulations.
There you go.
You told me to congratulate him.
Okay, yeah, I'm congratulating him. Well, I appreciate you following my instructions.
Okay.
That would be the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah.
All right, so later on today, the NCAA is going to be voting to what the start date is going to be for college basketball. They are suggesting that they have 4 non-conference games, and supposedly that the first game could be around and possibly be on November 21st. So if that's the case, that means possibly the Champions Classic, which is now going to be in a bubble, is going to be played the same day as UK plays down in Tuscaloosa in football against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So
are they still talking Kentucky's still going to play in that bubble?
Yes, they are still talking about UK playing in that bubble. Now,
but that takes the U of L game out.
Well, if you have 4 games, of course, the ACC has already said that we might, well, they haven't said it officially, but it's been rumored that they're going to be playing conference-only games. Now, with the NCAA saying this, do you think the ACC changes their mind, or are they going to go rogue like the Big Ten did and regret what the Big Ten did?
I don't know. I mean, we see how that worked out for the Big Ten, right?
Yeah. Right. It's worked out horribly.
Look, we need the UK-UofL basketball game. I don't mean Kentucky needs it, but I mean, I think the fans need it.
Yeah.
I think the fans want it.
Yes.
Don't you?
I do.
I mean, we could still play a season without UofL, but at the same time, it won't feel right. I always look forward to that UK-UofL game.
Well, I look forward to it in the football side. I look forward to it in the basketball side. And you talk about wanting the football side. I wanted this year to prove that all these voters out there that are giving UofL a higher ranking than UK, wait a minute, you need to look at this. UK plays a lot more difficult football schedule. I think it's pretty much comparable on the basketball side. I really believe, Shannon, that the ACC and the SEC are pretty much on the same level when it comes to basketball. Am I kind of crazy thinking that, or you think that the ACC is better than the SEC still in basketball?
I mean, you got Duke, North Carolina, Louisville.
Right.
Yes. I think it just depends on the year. I mean, the SEC is up and down.
Yes. I think
it depends on the year. To say all across the board.
I'm talking this year, this coming year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we haven't seen any of the teams play, so how can we say that?
No, we haven't. But the
in general, yes, I think they're on the same playing field. But, I mean, you maybe give a slight edge to the ACC in basketball.
Okay, well,
depending on the season.
We haven't seen any football teams, but we definitely would agree that the SEC in football is better than the ACC.
Because that's not close.
Okay. All right. Well, we still haven't seen the teams play. So,
but it's not even close, though. Year to year, it's not close. My point is the ACC and SEC in basketball usually are very close.
Yes. And quite honestly, the Big Ten has been better than the ACC the last couple of years. So if you want to be totally honest about that, I think the Big Ten has been the better basketball conference in the country. And it's not been the SEC. Now, I do think that LSU is going to be very good this year. I do think that Auburn's going to be very good. Tennessee is going to be phenomenal. And Florida's going to be up there. Mike White's doing a great job down in Gainesville.
But why just 4 non-conference games? I mean, if you could play 4 non-conference games, why can't you play 8?
None of this makes any sense to me why that would be the case.
It just seems like we're throwing a number against the wall. We're going to play 4 non-conference games.
Exactly. So why just 4 if at the end of the season?
If you could play 1 non-conference game, why can't you play the schedule as you normally would?
And when you look at the tournament time come March, we're going to be playing all kinds of teams, not just 4 non-conference games. Hopefully sometimes you're going to be playing more. So we got to take a break. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. It's Just the Cats.
From the Cremation Society of Kentucky, www.kycremation.com traffic center.
Heading up 71 northbound this morning, big delays with an accident working northbound 71 before Crestwood in Oldham County. Traffic's backed up past the Snyder, almost back to the Barber Lane overpass. Also, if you're heading out through Crestwood, have another accident working blocking Railroad Avenue near 22. Also, we have another crash working on the Snyder Freeway southbound near Brownsboro Road in the junction, 64 westbound at I-65, an accident working downtown. I'm Bobby Ellison, the News Radio 840 WHAS Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by ZQL Pure Z's.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, and you haven't slept. Vicks ZQL Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin that helps you fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. ZQL Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep.
Where Louisville comes to talk. Talk Radio 1080.
I pledge allegiance to the apple of the United States.
When you're hungry, it's hard to think about anything else. Provide elementary school children with food and success by becoming a program coordinator today. Visit blessingsinabackpack.org for more information.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your car insurance with RightTrack, which rewards you for safe driving.
As the world's most careful driver, that's perfect. Now applying 2 pounds of force for acceleration.
You really do.
Up, turning in 0.3 miles and begin deceleration.
With Liberty Mutual's RightTrack, you could earn up to 30% savings based on how you drive. Sign up at LibertyMutual.com/RightTrack.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Discount on participating vehicles, base coverages only. Availability varies.
A lot of men want to know what it's like after seeing the doctors at Louisville Men's Clinic. And a lot of women, because let's be honest, erectile dysfunction affects us too. Before the Louisville Men's Clinic, intimacy is like this.
Womp, womp.
And after the Louisville Men's Clinic, intimacy is like this.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Before? After.
Woohoo!
Before?
Dave!
After?
Dave.
You get the idea. So what are you waiting for? The Louisville Men's Clinic knows that erectile dysfunction is a serious issue that affects 50% of men. That's why they offer a comprehensive approach to battling ED, low T, and even PE. Plus, a performance promise. If it doesn't work for you, you don't pay. Call the Louisville Men's Clinic and book your $99 office visit today. 444-4000. 444-4000 or at LouisvilleMen'sClinic.com.
Get up and go now so you can go tonight.
Mountains come to life. Rivers and lakes welcome you back. The open road calls. Kentucky is full of wondrous natural beauty, exhilarating outdoor adventures, and charming towns. Even to those who call it home, stay close, go far. Plan your getaway at KentuckyTourism.com.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now, Allstate has new, lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise. Now, at new, lower rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/business deals.
Rule King is your source for auto, boat, and commercial batteries at the lowest prices every day. Commercial vehicles torture the life out of a conventional battery. The Exide Commercial Series has the power and muscle that heavy equipment handlers need. For a limited time, an Exide Commercial Battery Group 31 is just $59.99. That's $20 off and includes a 12-month free replacement and 24-month limited warranty. This is while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Rule King, America's farm and home store.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your car insurance with RightTrack, which rewards you for safe driving.
As the world's most careful driver, that's perfect. Now applying 2 pounds of force for acceleration.
You really do.
Up, turning in 0.3 miles and begin deceleration.
With Liberty Mutual's RightTrack, you could earn up to 30% savings based on how you drive. Sign up at LibertyMutual.com/RightTrack.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Discount on participating vehicles, base coverages only. Availability varies.
Now back to you.
Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. Just the Cats, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Let me get through a few of these tweets right here. Bluegrass Jack said, STD tore up a squirrel. Michael needing a hit in something with something.
You can't even read the tweet. Slow down. Calm down, Mr. Giggles.
All right. I know it because I can't believe what I said earlier, but STD tore up over a squirrel. Michael needing a hit with something to have an MRI. The show is coming off the rails fast. So Michelle tweeted out, Michael Bennett, let me see if I can get Maria Montgomery to come with you and hold your hand. So, yeah, that sounds nice. And then Sean tweeted out, Shannon the dude just lost his man card. Who calls and reports a squirrel got run over?
What's that guy's name?
Sean.
Sean, I'd like to tell you what you can do with your man card. Unfortunately, we're on the radio. But it involves shining it up real nice, turning it sideways, and I'll stop there. But, yes. You know, it is an interesting psychology. If that were a dog or a cat, you'd probably report it, wouldn't you?
If it's a dog.
Belmont got run over.
Yes. Yes.
You don't think anybody would report it?
I think some people would. I think it depends on the size of the animal. If it's a cat, no, I don't think anybody's going to report it. I think if it's a squirrel, nobody's going to report it.
So
if
it's the
a
size,
big deer,
then.
Yeah. I really think it is because I don't think people call in for raccoons or possums or anything like that. If it's a big dog, a big deer, something along those lines, yeah, they are going to.
So it depends on the size of it.
I think so.
So if this were just a huge squirrel, it would be okay to call it in.
And overweight, yeah. Michael Bennett-sized squirrel.
If this were a Belmont-sized squirrel, it would be okay.
That was releasing all kinds of pine cones. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. I think that would be the case. All right, let's go back to the UK talk. If we're talking about the four games that the NCAA supposedly, four non-conference games that the NCAA is supposedly going to be allowing after they meet today, what four non-conference games does STD want to see UK play? Well, I mean, you got to believe it's going to be game, Shannon.
It matters
a lot more. It's not going to be some small
school. I don't want Fairleigh Dickinson and Lamar
and
all these other teams that don't matter. Give me Louisville. Kansas is who we were going to play anyway, right?
Correct.
In the Champions Classic?
Correct.
Let's see.
Who are you adding then?
I'm telling you, if you'll slow down and let me do it, Louisville, Kansas.
Right.
If I get a chance at Duke, I think I'll take Duke.
Uh-huh.
And,
Are you playing a team out west?
Like who, UCLA?
See, that's what I'm thinking right there.
I would take on UCLA. They're a team that has a big name, but aren't necessarily that good.
Well, and then you got the Johnny Juzang situation. It was kind of makes a storyline right there. He was a former player at Kentucky last year. Now he gets immediate eligibility.
Now here it is. Okay. Here it is. Louisville, Duke, Kansas, Detroit Mercy.
I knew you were going to say that. So you want to play the former IU coach, Mike Davis, as well as the former basketball player and son of John Calipari, Brad Calipari. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You got to believe if they did play Detroit Mercy that the storyline would be, what is Brad Calipari going to be wearing into Rupp Arena? Because, that was a storyline a couple of years ago when he would come in, be sitting on the bench, and whatever he had on and everybody would talk about. I don't know why.
He's going to be wearing a Detroit jersey.
Yeah.
He's going to be wearing.
Well, not coming in. You know how they come in. They have their headphones
on. I don't think anybody's going to care about that.
I think so.
They cared about that because he was sitting on the bench.
Well, true. True. But I still think that he might.
In straight clothes.
He might try and make it a scene thinking, okay, I need to wear something crazy to get a little attention. So how about this? UK Volleyball announced the last couple of days that they will be televised playing their games nationally in six different games. So Craig Skinner, not only does he have the number one recruiting class coming in, now he's going to be playing on six different games, all of them going to be on the SEC network, but who cares?
I mean,
I think that's awesome. The first game that they got, October 16th, they're playing against Tennessee. They're going to be playing two games at Missouri, one Auburn, and two games at Mississippi State. So congratulations. We need to have Craig Skinner on with us again and talk to him about this team he's got coming up.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. Because, I even on television, I love watching those games live. I even love watching them, I mean, in person. Mm-hmm. And I love watching them on television. That's exciting.
I doubt you'll be able to go. I wonder if volleyball is going to have any attendance.
You know, I don't know. Of course, they're going to have two different seasons.
Do they draw a big crowd?
When it was the NCAA tournament, yes, they would have a really good crowd.
Regular season, though.
In the regular season, it depends on who they're playing. It can be a pretty good crowd there. And I'm telling you, Memorial Coliseum, where they play the games, Shannon,
yeah.
It even with, what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people there, it puts Rupp Arena to shame with 24,000 people. I mean, it's loud.
Yeah.
It's really loud. So, yeah, they get a pretty good crowd for volleyball. So.
I'm hoping that our crowd, you know, if we're going to be limited to the capacity at Rupp Arena, I hope that they're going to be loud and pull their part for being there. Because, you know, some of these games, you watch them and you're like, man, there's only 12,000 people there, but it sounds really loud. And I'm not sure if they're combining artificial crowd noise with some of these games or not. But some of these stadiums that only have 12,000, 15,000 people sound really loud. Have you noticed that?
With the
NFL?
The Kansas game that they had, Kansas City Chiefs, they only had, what, it was less than 15,000 people there. And it sounded like they were piping in artificial noise, knowing that they weren't. I mean, it sounded
I think originally they were originally, I think they were planning on using artificial noise,
yes.
And then last minute they decided to take it out.
And they didn't need it.
Right.
So, I know U of L has been using it for their football games. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. They got a pretty good game against Miami. I think U of L will win. It's not going to be – Miami's not the Miami of old. And so, you got game day coming in. We'll see. Good for them for having all that kind of stuff. So, all right, let's talk about some football now. If the Big Ten...
Thought we were just talking about football.
Well, I mean some Big Ten football.
Oh, okay,
right.
Big Ten, yeah.
Yeah. If the Big Ten, because it's rumored that a lot of them, some storylines are coming out, that they're going to possibly start play in October. And they're only going to be playing, instead of 10 games like everybody else, they're only going to be playing 8 games. Now, let me ask you this, Shannon. And their season will finish before the college football playoffs are announced. So let's just say, for instance, what would happen if a couple of their teams cut out a couple of the SEC or Big 12 teams or ACC, for that fact, because they played fewer games. Is that fair for the Big Ten to get their teams in college football playoffs and the other teams are cut out because they played two more games and might have lost one more?
Yeah, that's a tough decision. I don't know. I'm kind of along the lines of, look, you guys didn't even want to play. So, sorry about you, you know? You didn't want to play.
You want to cut them out altogether.
Yeah, you didn't want to play. Now, all of a sudden, you do want to play, but you only want to play 8 games. Look, you go over there. You have your own little championship. The rest of us who wanted to play a full season, we're going to have the championship, and you're not invited.
See, I'm with you. That or, at the very least...
Yeah, play two more games.
Right. At the very least, delay the college playoffs, if the Big Ten does. Delay the college playoffs, have the Big Ten play two more games, and then guess what? Everything's equal.
I'm going to say, sorry, we have a 10-game minimum to be in the playoffs. You only played 8, you're disqualified.
I would like to know how you react if you go to a casino and they say, sorry, Mr. Dude, but we have a dollar amount minimum. How are you going to react?
What are you talking about? I play the $5 machines.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I can't even play a dollar machine.
You can't?
Money. I hate losing money.
Well, that's why you have so much money. You won't give any away.
No, that's not the case. But I don't like playing that kind of stuff.
Play $5 blackjack.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You like blackjack?
Yeah.
Okay, I've played craps before, and I had a doctor teaching me how to do this, and before you knew it, I was up $1,000. But it was with money that people had given me. I was at a meeting, and they'd given me some money. I know, exactly.
You're winning money off of other people's money.
Exactly. So I won $1,000, and I cashed it in and walked away.
Yeah.
Never played again. So did you see where NASA is predicting? Because you know about all these wildfires that are going on in California. There have been some crazy pictures. California, Oregon, state of Washington. You've seen all these pictures, right, Shannon?
Yes.
The crazy pictures. NASA has now predicted that the smoke from these wildfires is going to reach every state in the country.
Well, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but did you notice in Louisville, at least, yesterday?
Yes.
It was kind of hazy.
That's the reason.
Like, you look at the sun, and it's almost like it had, like, I guess it was pollution. I guess that's what it was. I guess that's
it
what
is.
I was looking at.
Yeah.
It was really weird looking, and I was thinking maybe that's the smoke they were talking about from California. It's crazy to think that it could go across virtually the entire country.
It is crazy. I mean, that's why I thought it was interesting. It's like, oh, my gosh, the fires are so bad out there that they're going across the entire country and going to affect every single state. I just think that's crazy.
It is.
So, yeah, the smoke and the haze you saw is from the wildfires.
Yep.
But, all right, let's
wildfires going on. You got hurricanes happening.
Yeah.
30 inches of rain in some parts of the Gulf.
I know. My youngest son was so disappointed. He's down in New Orleans, and he was hoping. He had bought the ski rope, and they got a board. All his buddies got a board, and they were going to go street surfing down the streets.
What is street surfing?
Where you get on the back of a car, and you hold on, and you literally go surfing with the power of a car down the street. I know. He is.
Are you not concerned that you're? I mean, that sounds dangerous.
No, I was excited. I wanted video. I mean, it's just a Bennett thing. Mason is so much like me. It's crazy. So yes.
So he's street surfing.
Yes, that's what he was.
So he's on a board, and a car is pulling him.
Exactly. Yeah, because the car and it's going through the water. The streets on the water because New Orleans, the streets don't drain that.
That sounds like a boneheaded move.
Exactly. It does.
Then the car floods and it's all over. Yeah.
That's okay. It's a SUV, so it's up high, so it wouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
Because
SUV
can never get caught in a flood.
All right. By the way, if you're in need of a mattress, pillows, bed frames, anything that you need for your bedroom to get a better night's sleep, there's only one place to go, and that's the Sleep Station. Go see my good friend Gene Stein. He'll take care of you. It's conveniently located at 3900 Shelbyville Road in the heart of St. Matthews. They do a phenomenal job. And guess what? It doesn't matter where you live. You can get online and look at the mattresses at unessa.com. That's Unessa with a U. And get on there and they'll ship it anywhere in the country and it's there in a matter of days. And guess what? Now you got that great night's sleep. That's unessa.com or the Sleep Station in St. Matthews. We'll be right back with more. We got one more segment to go. This is Just the Cats.
Amy McGrath and the radical left mobs opposed President Trump from the morning after his election.
Amy McGrath, an extreme liberal, compared my election, she compared it to 9/11.
Here's McGrath on President Trump's election.
That morning I woke up like somebody had sucker punched me. The only feeling I can describe that's any close to it was the feeling I had after 9/11.
That's right. McGrath compared President Trump's election to 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in American history. At a time when most Kentuckians were praying for a new president's success, this is what Amy McGrath and the radical left mobs were thinking. McGrath supported impeaching President Trump. She even said she's, quote, further left than anyone in the state of Kentucky. Extreme Amy McGrath, the wrong path for Kentucky.
I'm Mitch McConnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McConnell Senate Committee.
I'm Amy McGrath, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Mitch McConnell is attacking Amy McGrath on, of all things, 9/11. After the second tower was hit, Amy McGrath was scrambled into an F-18 and spent hours at the end of her runway, waiting to hear if she'd be ordered to shoot down a hijacked airliner. It was the worst 4 hours of her life. Mitch McConnell got himself out of military service. He's the last person who should be attacking any veteran. But he's even trying to say that Amy McGrath supports looting and lawlessness. Listen to four veterans who served with Amy.
I know the real Amy McGrath. I served with her in combat. She does not support lawlessness.
If there was ever an example of fake news, it would be what Mitch McConnell said about Amy McGrath.
Amy is in the top tier of people when I think about dedication to this country and dedication to service.
I'm a Republican, and I can tell you that Mitch McConnell is not telling the truth about Amy McGrath.
Paid for by Amy McGrath for Senate.
Hey guys, it's Michael Bennett. I love getting up early to talk Big Blue Nation, but I've got to get a good night's sleep, especially to deal with Shannon. That's why my mattress comes from the Sleep Station. online mattress shopping doesn't let you get the feel. The Sleep Station is locally owned, and their experts will make sure you get your best night's sleep with an affordable, premium quality mattress, and they'll bring it right to your door. Visit the Sleep Station showroom at 3900 Shelbyville Road in the heart of St. Matthews, or visit them online at unessamattress.com.
Set sail with SMI Marine. Looking for a new adventure? Visit SMI Marine Boat Sales and Service. We have an entire fleet of brand new boats ready to cast off. Starcraft boats, pontoon boats, bass boats, and more. All with flexible financing options. Or trade in your own vessel. What better place to be than on the open sea? Plus, SMI Marine provides servicing for all your boat needs, including authorized warranty repair for Mercury and Yamaha outboards. Visit SMImarine.com. The open water is waiting with SMI Marine.
It's back and better than ever. Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through September 25th. New this month, you have a chance to get in on innovative products from Otabo HPT and Spyder through virtual product demos and live chats. Join the conversation on lowesforpros.com. Ask questions and see how these products can add power and efficiency to your jobs. The Just for Pros event will also have limited time deals on many of your go-to brands. So check it out in store or online. Only at Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
This is the year small businesses had to rethink everything. And if you're running a small business, you need advertising built for this moment. Like iHeartAdBuilder.com. The place where you can create a radio ad that's affordable, customizable, and you can do it all from your phone. Just log on to iHeartAdBuilder.com, answer a few questions, and we'll get your ad on the air. Now you can have radio that moves as fast as you need to. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give me a call. I like that right there. Who is that?
The Pixies.
I don't think I know the Pixies.
You don't know this song?
I don't think I do. Turn it up in just a second. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know this. He kind of sounds like the guys from Nashville and Bowling Green. What is their name?
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant.
Yeah. But well, Pixies were out long before Cage the Elephant.
Okay, fine. Go ahead and read that tweet somebody sent you a second ago, because I want to respond to that.
Okay, this is from...
about volleyball?
This is from Catman. He says, please tell Michael that the UK women's volleyball team has been highly ranked the last couple of years and have had many games on TV.
That is correct. But UK sent out an email to me bragging about that the volleyball team is going to be on 6 nationally televised games, and I still think that's great. So I want to talk about Craig Skinner, who I really like, and I think he's done a phenomenal job. So, yeah, I want to brag about it. So I know they've been nationally ranked, and they get. But have they ever had the number one recruiting class, though? I don't think they have, Shannon, so that's a big deal. But, yeah, I'm going to talk about the volleyball. I don't see what I said that was wrong. But all right, but I do see where somebody had a hot mic and said something that they shouldn't have. The University of Nebraska president made a little bit of a slip the other day, yesterday that is, saying that the Big Ten is going to have a big announcement tonight about football. You saw this, didn't you, Shannon?
Yeah, did the big announcement come?
It didn't come. So evidently they're upset that the Nebraska president made this announcement. And he was asked about comments caught on the hot mic. And here's what he said. He claimed that he was trying to say was there is a lot of work going on to move in the right direction. And he hopes they'll have a resolution soon. And hopefully that resolution will be playing football.
Mm.
I mean, that makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? That's exactly what he meant to say.
Right, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. That drives me up the wall. I
don't even care what the Big Ten does anymore.
I don't either. They screwed up. They know they screwed up, even though there was an article in USA Today yesterday about some of these teams getting a little COVID outbreaks. And, of course, Ed Orgeron, the head coach at LSU, says that he's had an outbreak on his team. But you know what? They're going to be fine, and they're going to be able to play football. That's the next thing that he said. But this guy had to make a big – it sounded like he was a Big Ten supporter that wrote this article in the USA Today saying that, well, now it seems like the Big Ten was right in canceling football. And it's like, would you just shut up? We're going to play football. Everything is going to be fine. We're going to live our lives and move forward in a positive way. So it's just – they made a mistake. Just admit it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that we can get through the entire season.
Yes.
Because if not, then the Big Ten may end up looking like they had the right idea all along.
But I think things are moving in a way that shows that we can
Now, but it only takes a couple, you know, one slip up really to infect the entire team.
Yeah, you're right about that. I did like the tweet that the big dog for UK, Vince Merrill, put out yesterday. He tweeted out a video of Austin McGinnis calling out the Browns, the Bengals, and the Titans, showing Austin kicking 55. He went 5 for 5 and kicking field goals from 55 yards at Commonwealth Stadium.
Yeah, he's going to get picked up by somebody. And if it's not the NFL, he'll be back with The Rock and the XFL. But he deserves to be on an NFL team. I don't know why he got cut. I mean, especially if he's knocking down 55-yard field goals like that. But we don't know what was going on in, you know, behind the scenes.
Correct.
We don't know.
Maybe
he froze up or something and missed some in practice. I don't know. But I mean,
I just find it hard to believe that he did.
Well, I also find it hard to believe that if he's consistently knocking down 55 yards.
50 what?
55 yards.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to 50, what?
55-yard field goals. I can't imagine they would just cut him.
I can't either, but I guess I don't understand the selection process when it comes to field goal kickers. Well, for the NFL in any position, for that fact, it's got to be tough. You know, watching that Hard Knocks on HBO, which is an incredible show, that's got to be the worst thing to do, to be able to sit there and say, okay, he's going to make it, he's not going to make it, and guess what? Now I got to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing to do. So let's talk about the tweet you put out that you retweeted yesterday. These guys are ESPN announcers for a radio show in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, and they got into a shouting match about the Rockets, which then one guy got up and just left. He just left the show.
Yeah. He said a few things he probably shouldn't have said on air.
Yeah, I mean, live radio.
Yeah, and that was crazy. I did love your response. This is why you don't have podcasters do a radio show.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, these guys, I mean, it was like you were watching a podcast, but it's on ESPN.
Well, at first I kind of felt like, well, that's you and me right there.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I don't think so either.
We don't cuss at each other. We don't leave the show.
No,
not at least
at
not yet. There's been a couple of days I've wanted to.
Wait a minute. Now, I believe you have cut your mic off and left the show for a little bit. I think you have
about
a year or so ago. Okay, if you say so.
My memory doesn't serve that one.
Yeah, I bet your memory doesn't serve that one. It doesn't serve a lot of other things either.
It's called selective memory.
Well, that's what happens.
Kind of like you have selective hearing, I have selective memory.
Well, when it gets you right, when you've been married for 26 years, that's what you tend to do a lot more of, especially the older you get. You tend to kind of go away to another state and stay there for a little while. I'm just kidding. So, all right, then. Thank you. Appreciate that. I don't know what to say to you. I'm going to get in trouble.
All right, well, good luck with your MRI today. I know you got to go get your MRI. You're nervous about it.
I am.
It's going to be okay. Maybe they should give you a little teddy bear to hug while you're in there. But I hope it all goes well. And look, don't embarrass yourself again.
Don't embarrass myself again?
Yeah, I know last time, like we said, last time you had your MRI, you went in there, you wasted everybody's time, and then you couldn't go in the box. Today, you got this. Go in the MRI box. Be a big boy. Get your MRI done and let me know the results tomorrow.
Okay, all right then. Well, I look forward to it. And plus, you go on the website, check out the gear we got going on. Sell more of the Michael Bennett mugs.
No, don't buy the Shane of the Dude mug. I'm not getting a cut of that.
I'm Amy McGrath, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Mitch McConnell is attacking Amy McGrath on, of all things, 9/11. After the second tower was hit, Amy McGrath was scrambled into an F-18 and spent hours at the end of her runway, waiting to hear if she'd be ordered to shoot down a hijacked airliner. It was the worst 4 hours of her life. Mitch McConnell got himself out of military service. He's the last person who should be attacking any veteran. But he's even trying to say that Amy McGrath supports looting and lawlessness. Listen to four veterans who served with Amy.
I know the real Amy McGrath. I served with her in combat. She does not support lawlessness.
If there's ever an example of fake news, it would be what Mitch McConnell said about Amy McGrath.
Amy is in the top tier of people when I think about dedication to this country and dedication to service.
I'm a Republican, and I can tell you that Mitch McConnell is not telling the truth about Amy McGrath.
Paid for by Amy McGrath for Senate.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Join us again tomorrow for Just the Cats with Michael Bennett on Talk Radio 1080, WKJK Louisville, and iHeartRadio.